This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what caused the pendulum now to swing the other way in the cattle markets today?
Once again, the $10,000 question, and there's no answer. Once again, it's the money flow going in our futures market, which is not good because it's dominating way too much. We did not have any fresh news to stimulate the downside that took place today or stimulate the two-sided trading we saw yesterday with a positive close. It's very hard to comprehend or even make rational thoughts of. We did see box beef 95 cents higher on choice, 13 higher on selects, move 90 loads, saw cattle kill day of only 105,000 head. We did see on the close today the December cattle and February cattle down the $3 limit, Jan feeders down 367, March feeders down 362, Feb lean hog 62 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarre and Company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
FarmAssure is now the third largest farm owner's insurer in the state of Oklahoma, and we wanted to say a great big thanks. We did this because good agents believed in us, and thousands of you fine folks gave us a chance to insure them. We pledge to keep the values that brought us here in place for generations to come. FarmAssure believes in the future of Oklahoma, and thank you again for the business.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's FarmAssure.
Tom, is there anything really influencing the grain market right now?
The only big thing that's taking place right now is the simple fact that the soybeans are shining. Between soybeans and soybean oil, we are seeing them continue to work their way higher. They both made new highs for the week. We've seen Jan beans the highest in 25 sessions, and we're looking at the January bean oil, the highest it's been since the 12th of August. Not a lot of fresh news behind that, but they are moving higher. While we saw Kansas City and Chicago wheat today make new contract lows, and corn come close to their contract lows. March KC wheat down 3 cents on the close. July KC down 3 3/4. March Chicago wheat 4 1/4 lower. March corn down 3 1/2. July corn down 3 cents. Jan beans 3 higher. March beans 3 1/2 higher. And March cotton 4 lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.